$15 billion settlement is the biggest settlement against a single company in American history. And it's an offshoot of the 2012 Attorney General settlement with the five major banks. And at the time, you may recall, there were some issues as to what we as attorneys general nationally, as well with our partner in the federal government, were willing to waive with the banks. And one of the things we are not willing to waive was actually the sticking point for the negotiations was the ability to go after the banks for on the security side. And that's exactly what this case is about. It's residential mortgage-backed securities that the banks, in this case Bank of America, were putting together and selling to pension funds. And so there were in this particular agreement, there were only six states involved, Maryland being one of the lead states on this in partnership with the federal government. And there's a number of different sort of financial pools, if you will, where this money comes from. So the $75 million goes directly to compensate the pension funds that lost money as a result of the residential mortgage-backed securities that were sold to them, that Bank of America knew were really toxic securities, yet sold them nonetheless without telling the pension fund that, in fact, these were going to go down in value, and they knew they were going to go down in value.
So the victims here are the pension funds, not homeowners who took out mortgages with Bank of America.
Well, that's right. And so in this particular settlement, it's mostly the pension funds. There were some individual investors, of course, that also bought these packaged security funds. And in this settlement today, in no way infringes the individual's rights to go after Bank of America or for that matter, any of the other banks. The $75 million goes directly to pension funds. Now, there's another $150 million that's going to be divvied up between just the three states, Delaware, Kentucky, and Maryland, that will go into a variety of what we call, you know, more soft money, which will help people that did lose their homes. It's more of a blend regarding the earlier mortgage foreclosure settlement. Then there's billions of dollars, and this sort of goes to your question. Then there's billions of dollars in addition that will be made available to individual folks who have lost their homes or undergoing foreclosure procedures right now that will be available to people in Maryland and throughout the country in the terms of mortgage, in terms of principal reduction and loan modifications, sort of consistent with the original agreement that we had previously. So the $75 million is just an addition to the greater component that individuals will get and pension funds, as a matter of fact, will get under the $17 billion settlement reached.
So there's that $7 billion you mentioned, that's the money that's going to homeowners in Maryland and the rest of the states that had
yes.
Bank of America mortgages.
Yes. And then there's a penalty, and as the Attorney General mentioned this morning, there's actually a penalty component, which I believe was $5 billion. Now, that'll go directly to the federal government and for their use, and which can also be used, of course, for individuals within states as well.
What kind of message does this send to Bank of America and, for that matter, other lenders?
Well, this particular case is an offshoot of the original case involved that the Attorney General led regarding the mortgage foreclosure settlement. And so what this is saying is, you know, the case, it's not done yet. There's offshoots and any other conduct that was a result of what the insidious conduct of the national banks that led to the foreclosure crisis, which ultimately led to the economic downturn, there are more cases to come. This is one of those. This involves, this is all regarding the securities. So they were taking these loans that they put out there, subprime loans, predatory loans, knowing that did not have the value that they were representing to have, and that they were going to go south, and that and in this particular case, the banks will be held accountable for that as well. There's also potential criminal charges that can be brought still regarding the conduct of people within the banks, obviously not the banks themselves, and perhaps further cases involving residential mortgage-backed securities involving the other national banks, not Bank of America.
And you're pleased with the settlement, I would assume.
Yeah, I think it's a great settlement. Like the other one before it, you know, which was where Maryland at this point, people, individuals in Maryland have been able to recover over $1.5 billion from Bank of America and the other national banks regarding the conduct that led to the foreclosure crisis. This is yet another settlement, in fact, the biggest settlement in American history against a single company regarding taking those very mortgages and packaging them together and selling them to pension funds and others, and now they're being held accountable for this. So, yes, I mean, it's an enormous amount of money, but an appropriate amount of money.